Boy, oh boy, do I have a surprise for you, friend. In celebration of the fact that you made it through summer, survived a heat wave that tested the best of air conditioners, and remembered to, you know, drink the water, feed the dog, flip the laundry before it smells, and oh, did I mention continue to keep those tiny humans alive? I'm releasing an extra special podcast episode every single Thursday for the entire month of August. Each episode will be less than 15 minutes and packed with actionable, thought-provoking items that are sure to pack a punch. If you're wanting to get hit with a few quick tips, up-level your mindset, and do it all in the time it takes to drive your kiddos to school, then tune in with me every Thursday in August for my new mini-series, Focused 15. Hey there, I'm Amanda, a Southern mama with big city sensibilities. I'm the girl that took a daydream and built a profitable virtual assistant business all in the middle of a global pandemic. Now I work from home alongside some of the biggest bloggers and influencers while running a six-figure online business. I'm taking you along for the ride as we dive into business, marketing, strategy, and real life as a female entrepreneur. I'm all about simple, easy, actionable steps that get real results. This podcast is for the dreamers, the doers, and the go-getters. So let's kick imposter syndrome together and pull back the curtain on how to actually make money online. Get ready as we dig in, do the work, and tackle those big dreams I know you've been dreaming up. This is the Bold Business Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. I am coming to you guys yet again from my car. I feel like this is only fitting for this Focus 15 mini-series because the whole idea behind the mini-series is that you can literally listen to this in the car while you're dropping your kids off at school or picking them up in the afternoon or running errands or on your way to work or whatever your day looks like. And so that is also when I find the time to record these. Today I am, oh my gosh. So we started Beckham, which is my oldest. He goes into pre-K this year. He's going to be like on the younger side. And we started him at his school just a week and a half early so that he could kind of get acclimated because it's a new school and he doesn't know anybody or anything like that. And let's just say it's been a transition. So if you're a mom and you've been through this and you have any advice as to how to get over like that fear that they have and that like initial shyness, please send me some DMs because I could use all the advice that I could get. Okay, so I'm excited to dive in today because what I want to talk about is something that I've given a lot of thought to over the past 2 years of the Virtual Assistant Studio. And I feel like people, you hear this often, but at the same time, like until you actually go through it, I feel it's one of those things where I feel like it doesn't really have any value. And that's why I want to talk about it. And that is the concept of niching down. And I think this is extremely applicable in any scenario in business and in life, right? Like the idea of niching down is focusing on one specific thing and going all in with that one thing. And then once you get really good at that, you certainly can layer on other things, but you're still going to be known for that one thing. And when I think about niching down and I think about a company that did this really well, Amazon is a perfect example of the power of niching down because when they first started, and I vividly remember because I was in college and they were known for books. They sold books online. They like, you know, gave Barnes & Noble a run for their money. And that was what they were known for. And so every year when I was in college, I would go to Amazon and that is where I bought my school textbooks from because it is a well-known fact that textbooks when you're going to university is very expensive. And so that was a way that I would save money because I put myself through college. So saving money was very important. So all of that to be said, Amazon started out with books and they got really good at delivering books. That is what they were known for. They're like, you know what? We're going to be the best book delivery service that's out there. And they were. And then they started dabbling into other things like groceries and items for your household and then clothing. And now, I mean, Amazon is like a household name. They have literally every type of service that somebody could probably need. It is probably on Amazon. it's just crazy to see how much that they've grown. However, I think that that concept can be applied not only in the online business world, but in the world in general, because when we take our focus and focus on one specific thing, not five things, not three things, not 10 things, one thing, we get really good at it. I think about this for even just like a hobby. If I was trying to learn a new hobby and I was trying to learn, like, let's say I wanted to be a really great golfer, but I also wanted to be really great at making like the best sugar cookies. And I also wanted to be able to like knit. If I went all in on all three of these, the reason it would probably take me really good to get at all three of them is because I'm splitting my time between all of these things. And so not only that, but specifically in the business world, a lot of times I think niching down creates these barriers of, oh, well, we're saying no to all these other opportunities if we only say yes to this one thing. And what I found and has been my personal experience, when I went from being a general VA in the beginning to specifically serving bloggers and influencers, it made it crystal clear as to who I was helping, how I could help them, and what services I could offer. And so I'm really excited because we are going to be relaunching the Virtual Assistant Studio course, which is now going to be called Full-Time VA. And inside of the course, we're actually going to have a niche finder. So you'll go through a series of questions and it will tell you exactly what your existing skills are that you can turn into services and what niche that you would thrive best in based on not only your skills, but your interests as well. And I think this is literally invaluable because this is one of those things that I hear so often. It's like, okay, I want to be a virtual assistant or I want to run an online business or I want to do this thing, but I don't know how to do it and I don't know who to serve and I don't know how to get there. It's like that big question mark as like, I'm on this side of the pond and I need to be on that side of the pond, but I don't know how to drive the boat to get there. They're like, if you can just teach me how to drive the boat to get there, I'm good. But like, I don't know how to get there. And so that is, I think, the beauty of niching down is because it tells you exactly who it is that you're serving. And so then on the flip side, when that person who's your ideal customer, for me, it's bloggers and influencers, is going to look for a virtual assistant and they see virtual assistant, virtual assistant, virtual assistant, and then they see virtual assistant for bloggers and influencers, I guarantee you they're 10 times more likely to reach out to me as opposed to somebody else who's just a general VA because I have a unique understanding of them and their needs and their business. And I've been able to hone in on my skill set and really refine the services that we offer to help serve them best. And I think, you know, I just did a podcast interview, which I'm really excited for you guys to hear. It's a really good episode. It's all about Pinterest. And I interviewed a fellow business owner. She runs a Pinterest agency. And so she was talking about her experience of niching down. And when she first started, she was doing social media in general. And she was like scheduling posts and creating feeds and doing all this stuff that like she didn't really love to do, but she could do. And so I think a lot of times when we're starting out, we do that same thing, right? Like we could design a website, but is that what we love to do? Maybe, maybe not. We could build out a sales funnel, but is that what we love to do? Maybe we love to design websites, you know, like knowing what the thing is and what the thing is not for you is going to be extremely important. And I still have to remind myself of that. Like, we started taking on some clients that were outside of the blogger and influencer niche just to like dabble in what that would look like. And if we felt like, you know, that was a muscle that we wanted to flex and we could serve those people well. And I have to say, like, some of them, yes, there's a specific type of niche outside of bloggers and influencers that I feel like we are able to serve really well. And there is some niches that, no, not so much. Like, that is not our specialty. And that's why we don't serve those people. And you know what? That's okay. You're not Nutella, right? Like, you can't be everything to everybody. That is just not sustainable. And that's not a good business model. So I would encourage you, if you haven't already, whether this is in business, in your life, to go all in on that one thing. So what is that one thing going to be for you? For me, it's being a virtual assistant to bloggers and influencers. I went all in on that. And then I layered on my second piece, which is helping aspiring virtual assistant students, helping other moms do the same thing that I get to do every single day. And so that was my second layer. And so my third layer is adding on even more free content with this podcast. And so you can see, once you build out that really strong foundation, it then allows you to be multifaceted. And that's what I think a lot of people get hung up on in the beginning, is they're like, oh, well, I really like this and I really like this. Like, I see this a lot with new influencers. They're like, well, I really like home decor, but I also like want to share, you know, healthy meals because I do that. But like, I really want to be known for like fashion. And it's like, okay, if you really want to be known for fashion, like, what type of fashion influencer are you going to be? Okay, you're going to be a petite fashion influencer. Great. You know exactly who you're serving. And so do that. Give it 110%, 120% if you have it in you. And once you get really good at that, sure, people are going to be interested in what you're eating if you look great in your clothes, because they're going to want that same lifestyle. So it would be natural for you to then share your healthy recipes. And oh, you like home decor? Okay, cool. Well, they're actually interested in like how you style your house because they're seeing it in the background of your photos. So like, that is a natural pivot. And so then you can layer on those second and third and fourth things. But if someone were to start out and they're like sharing home decor and healthy recipes and fashion, and I land on their profile, I'm like, what is happening? Like, I do not understand what I get from you and how this helps serve me. So like, I'm not going to follow along and I'm going to pass on by. And so the same thing goes for your life and for your business. Okay, so we are almost at the 15-minute mark, which I know I said I would keep these under 15 minutes, which has been proven to be more challenging than I thought it was going to be. But I really hope that this topic all around niching down has given you some clarity as to what that one thing is that you're going to go all in it for. Maybe it's that you want to run a marathon. Maybe it's that you want to learn a new skill. Maybe it's that you want to become a virtual assistant. Maybe it's that you want to run your own business. Maybe it's that you want a promotion at work. Maybe it's that you've always wanted to be a teacher or a firefighter or something really cool out there that I don't even know about. Whatever it is, I encourage you to go for it. I literally can't believe I'm saying this because I feel like it makes me sound so old, but I'm like shocked at the fact that we're already in August. Like, I'm not really sure where an entire year went. It probably has to do with the fact that like, I feel like when you have a baby, you're in a haze for a really long time. But I am like, oh my gosh, we're like literally 3 months out from Christmas. That's crazy. Like, how is that a thing? And so if that is not proof to show you, like, the time is going to pass anyways. And so take action. Take action, niche down, go 110% in, and do the bold thing. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this mini episode of Focus 15. If you loved this episode, would you go ahead and scroll on down to whatever app you're listening in, tap those 5 stars and leave us a review. It would mean the world of difference to me. Enjoy your Thursday, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
I'm over here doing a little happy dance because you just finished another episode of the Bold Business Podcast. Is it just me, or was that filled to the brim with juicy goodness? If you're anything like me and are wanting even more business, marketing, and strategy tips coupled with real life, follow along with us over on Instagram at the Bold Business Podcast. And be sure to check out the show notes for any free resources, links mentioned, or coupon codes and more. And if you loved this episode, please do me a favor and go ahead and tap that subscribe button and leave us a review. Until next time, and remember, let's be bold together.